A wealthy man, a farmer who had of corn great store, yet he was cruel always to the poor. And as the truth of him does very well appear, he thought he never sold his corn too dear. As to the market one day he did go, finding the prices of corn to be low, said he, "Before I will sell aught of mine, I'll carry it home for to fatten my swine. In former days, as I can make it well appear, by my own farm I got 100 a year. I sold for 10 the corn that will not now fetch 5. Is this the way for a farmer to thrive? Yet I will now sell no more at this price, but am resolved to stay for a rise." Thus he resolved to hoard up his store, that he might then make a prey of the poor. Another farmer likewise then was standing by, who when he heard him, he thus did reply, "You have a farm and likewise land which is your own. What cause have you then to make this sad moan? I that have nothing but what I do rent, with years of plenty rejoice and content. Give him the praise who such plenty does send, lest when you murmur you highly offend." Said the miser, "What though I have got house and land, yet I would have you now well understand. I am not free to see the wasting of it all, and after that into poverty fall. Have we not reason, alas, to complain, to see the cheapness of all sorts of grain? If it continue as sure as the sun, I shall be rude and clearly undone. I but, neighbor, pray tell me wherefore you do grieve. Does not a plenty the poor men relieve? Here do I find, had you your well in selling grain, then might the poor soon have cause to complain. For you are cruel, most harsh and severe, and think you can never sell it too dear. Why," says the other, "what's poor men to me? I'll keep my corn till one peck will fetch 3. Then home he went, and bitterly he did repine, and in his substance he soon did decline. For he was soon as poor as any man alive, for after this he by no means could thrive. As he was walking one day round his ground, his house was robbed of £500. Yet this was but the beginning of woe, for in 2 years he was brought very low. His corn did waste, and many of his cattle died, also great losses and crosses beside. Both house and land through perfect need at length he sold, nothing but ruin he then could behold. Though all was blasted and clearly decayed, yet none would pity him, but thus they said, seeing the poor he did thus circumvent, this is no more than a just punishment. Like one forlorn and desolate heathen did roam, having no diet, apparel, or home. But his poor life he ended lodging in a barn, from whence all covetous farmers may learn how to give thanks for a plentiful year, and not to murmur that corn is not dear. For those that shall do it most highly offend, think of this farmer's unprosperous end.